you want to connect with Radio for Winners, follow us on Twitter at Radio for Winners. Send us an email, rfwshow@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook at Radio for Winners. Or take a look at our website at www.radioforwinners.com.
When do you think it's acceptable, or when should we talk about maybe replacing these things on the microphones?
Mine doesn't smell. Does yours smell?
No, but it's got to. There's got to be something growing in it.
Oh, I'm sure. Don't lick it.
Mine is fine.
But have you? But do you? Are you supposed to clean them?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. No.
But none of us are that spitty. Tony is the other two of us aren't that spitty.
But see, I talk like right into it.
So do I.
Hmm.
Again, but I don't smell anything.
But
like,
I don't smell anything either. But I just took mine off, and like you know, it's the color on the inside is a little bit different than the color on the outside.
Oh, I'm sure.
Mine actually smells like beer and sadness. I don't
know. Oh no, that's what mine's supposed to smell like if my breath was in it.
That's the pack that I bought when I ordered these from Amazon. Can I get the ones that smell like beer and sadness? And speaking of sadness, what in the name of God has happened to the opening of our show?
Oh, I mean it's. Tony, I have to give you credit. You followed. We asked for a couple things. We said, "Hey, we'd like you to take the current opening we had and then break it up so it was just Don talking, and then we have the cold opening where it's us just babbling like right now, I'm sure, and then then we come to whatever the intro of the show is, and then the actual you know the show intro starts that we had before. You guys, they're gonna think the show's starting each time I do that. That's how accurate it is. You know, to the actual old Radio for Winners intro." But instead you played Don talking with like a dance beat over it.
What is up with that?
Like what made you think we needed to add that in?
It sounds very, very boring. And you still have to have like a separation between Don talking and us actually starting the show.
But you couldn't have picked a better like choice of music besides
I actually couldn't find anything. I was trying to find music and I could not find anything. Well, I mean, I was trying to go with something generic instead of something.
You know what
like
surprises us next week? Find something
like,
else to put under that.
What's that?
Find something else next week to throw under that.
No,
it can't be worse than what you have.
Yeah, keep it the way it is.
Radio for Winners,
leave it the way it is.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner!
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys. I wish
you as
well,
Jeremy.
Why don't you move to
hell? Hey, good to see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We didn't see each other in a while.
This should really be the intro. Another episode of Radio for Winners. I thought Tony was going to handle this, but he's not.
Yeah, Tony,
so
are
I'm
you
going
to do that part or not or what? I've only been giving you the finger 75 times.
You guys have more energy than I do. You're there. You got more of a...
That's because
it
Tony's,
sounds better.
Tony's got a sheet covered over his head. He's doing this show underneath his comforter in his bedroom with a flashlight underneath his face.
Well, he did no prep either, but that's cool.
Good
I understand.
Good for you.
I don't do prep 99% of the time, so it works out.
It's that new Asheville life.
You know, it's laid back. That's what it is. We don't do stuff now.
Have you been to the drum circle yet?
I went to that a couple weeks ago. Okay. I'm going again on Friday by myself.
It's going to be fun. This time you're bringing a drum?
I'm going to go around 6 o'clock, so it's early. I can get in, get out, be back by 7.
I got a good spot. I don't want to get a bad spot in this drum circle.
I bought drums for it and everything.
Do you think he's got like one of those like a...
he's got the oil drums like the big Jamaican.
They're called steel drums.
Yeah, whatever, they're oil cans.
Yeah. Do you think he's got like a piece of like a remnant carpet tile like that he can sit on?
He would just probably save one of those semen stained couch cushions. Sits on that.
That's a good idea. That's nice. But life's treating you well, Tone?
Tony has hung the phone up.
What are you doing?
He's done with the show.
Yeah, things are great, guys.
Hey, sorry, I was watching TV.
What's going on with you?
I wasn't paying attention to this podcast.
I have nothing new going on this week. I've decided to dedicate myself to eating healthy and working out so I can get rid of the fatness that I've accumulated over the last 6-7 months of inactivity.
I'm back to commuting in and out of the D.C. area, and...
It's awful.
It really is god awful.
Yeah, I have a 2-hour commute each day.
Oh, it's
to go 30 miles.
I keep telling myself, oh, it's an hour one way.
No.
Well, 30 more minutes into that hour one way is a long time. But let me ask you this question. How is first and foremost, is America's Funniest Home Video still on the air?
That totally has a lot to do with the story about the commute, and I do believe it's still on the air.
Do people still care about submitting home videos?
Well, I think now it's YouTube clips.
Yeah, see, I still hear, like today, I'm sitting in a Burger King.
Wait, what does this have to do with...
I'm going to explain to you. I'm in D.C.
I have a two-hour commute. Do you guys like Burger King?
No, I'm in D.C.
This is why I'm letting you guys introduce and close the show. So we can get this kind of Don running the show. So we can get from traffic to all of a sudden he's sitting in Burger King. Hey, do you guys?
Thanks, Don.
What's the deal with airplane food?
What's the deal with airplane food? I could do it in Jerry Seinfeld.
And Chewbacca as Jerry Seinfeld? This is going to go well.
Yeah, thank you.
Our show has hit new highs. New highs since Tony moved to Asheville.
So when you go to a fast food restaurant, you choose to sit down inside said fast food restaurant. Do you get up and run around, like telling stories to your friends in the fast food restaurant by getting up and running around?
Well, you've assumed two things. One, that I'm not lazy. And two, that I have friends.
Well, I definitely know that you go to fast food restaurants.
That's true, but I go through the drive-thru, so my car smells like death.
So I'm in a Burger King today in D.C., hence the commute that I'm talking about. And
what part of D.C.?
Adams Morgan. You know, it's a little bit more upscale, you would think. But
No.
It's got some parts. No. Well, I found the parts.
I know that, Adam. I know the part. Why not where that is?
It's upscale enough that I'm surprised you're at a Burger King.
Yeah. Well,
there are plenty of great restaurants in the area.
There are. And I did go down that route the previous day.
I mean, you're going to spend $20 on lunch that way.
Well, that's what I ended up doing. I was like, oh, look at that. I actually had lunch at a nice Chinese restaurant. But then I was like, I spent a little bit too much. I got to go to Burger King today. So there's these people sitting in there running back and forth telling a story. And they just every story is an animated story. And the lady kept going, man, we should have recorded that and sent that into America's Funniest Home Videos. And then it just got me thinking, does anybody really care about America's Funniest Home Videos anymore that we're continuously talking about sending videos in to America's
Funniest
Home Videos?
Well, you can still win $10,000.
Well, that's what they kept saying. Ah, we win $10,000, America's Funniest Home Videos.
If you act like an asshole and get on Tosh, you get $0.
Yeah, but why wouldn't we just post it to YouTube? But it's not the first time that I've heard somebody say, oh, man, if we just had recorded that, we could have been rich.
Now, I would like to point out, Don, you make a good point because it is outdated and everyone should know about it. But also, 3 weeks ago, I believe you asked us if we heard about Rickrolling.
But I have not heard about Rickrolling. I know about America's
I figure you're the person
videos.
That's asking about America's Funniest Home Videos and telling people we should record things and put it up there.
Well, you notice how
guys, I have a podcast. We should record some of it and put on America's Funniest Home Videos.
But you notice how I didn't start off with is America's Funniest Home Videos actually still on the air?
No, you start with some story about a commute when I couldn't figure it out.
And does $10,000 really make you rich now?
If you want to loan me $10,000, I'll take it, and I'll pay it back at my convenience.
Is Bob Saget's not still hosting?
No, it's... crap. He was the guy that hosted Dancing with the Stars.
Tom Bergeron.
Yeah, Tom Bergeron.
Oh, I don't like that guy either.
Well, I mean, you know, it's. I'm sure it's a great gig. You show up, you basically have to write your jokes because it's other people writing a joke, and they're all super family friendly, so it's like, oh, that dog knows how to hunt.
Well, you know, speaking
wah,
of...
Wah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, well, look at that guy in the Burger King in Adams Morgan. $10,000 we're awarding him.
Now, were they doing something worth $10,000?
No! They were just running. He was just telling a story running from the entranceway to the counter asking for water, and they kept laughing and having a Jim Dandy old time.
What was the ethnic makeup of this person, Don?
There was
not that I'm
the
not
stalling
that I'm
makes me think I know the answer.
I was there was a quite a diverse group of individuals
that,
in
that
the
voice
restaurant.
You were doing earlier. Down, I couldn't tell what kind of voice you were doing earlier.
I wasn't trying to do any voice.
It was a black Chinese guy. They're all over Adams Morgan.
I did go to a nice Chinese restaurant the other day for lunch. It was really decent. It was actually kind of nice. But speaking of, we were talking about Tom Bergeron for a second. Did you?
How are you going to tie that in?
Have you been seeing? I can't even. Have you seen? Like,
speaking of Tom Bergeron, I love you too. Do you like the band U2? They're very good. I heard Tom Bergeron also a fan.
I'm just trying to help keep the flow of the show going.
I like watching you drive this show.
Last week was a disaster.
I think last week was my favorite show we've ever done.
Every week is your favorite show.
Yeah,
that's true, because
I have
a horrible memory. So every show is my favorite show.
But anyway,
last week we talked about trees that smell like semen. By itself, that's a good show.
How that was not, by the way, the topic or the title of the show.
Well, because instead you asked Tony out of anywhere if he'd been Googling. So it is well worth a quote. Today's will be something about commuting at Burger King. It's going to be good.
Can we get back to Tom Bergeron?
Oh, yeah. I was wanting to see what you were talking about Tom Bergeron, because I have to imagine you have a story attached to this.
And I don't have all of the information, but have you been seeing...
This is going to go well.
Have you been seeing the tweets that have been coming from Pat Sajak?
Oh, it was one that I know about. He talked about... crap, it was political, and he pissed
off.
Did
you see how I tied the Tom Bergeron back into Pat Sajak?
That was very, very loose.
Because didn't Tom Bergeron host Hollywood Squares too? Didn't he?
I have no idea.
Jim J.
You should do some. Research.
You should do some research. But yeah, apparently, you know, Pat Sajak, who has donated a gazillion dollars to the Annapolis area.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Pat Sajak.
The hospital has a whole Pat Sajak wing.
Before you can get that transplant, you got to spin that wheel. Hope bankruptcy doesn't pop up.
That just means you have bad insurance.
Yeah, that's pretty much the case. But yeah,
joke. Obamacare.
He's apparently pissed off everybody with Twitter. But I guess the question becomes...
Him and Patton Oswalt.
Yeah, well, Patton Oswalt's a comedian. Pat Sajak's got a really decent gig hosting... You know,
the people that are into Wheel of Fortune would come on, even if he went on Twitter and just talked about how much he wants to eat babies.
I guess that was the question, is that should he be putting himself out there and risk, you know, that gig
that
allows him to donate a gazillion dollars?
He doesn't need the job.
How old is Pat Sajak? Like
Pat
65?
Sajak is actually a vampire. He is 745 years old. But he's been on that show forever, and he, at this point, if you watch it, which I unfortunately have seen a lot of recent... episodes of Wheel of Fortune, he doesn't even care anymore.
He really he doesn't. And Vanna White,
and that I kind of like.
They
that's one of the reasons I continue to watch it, because sometimes people make bad guesses. You know, like it'll be all the letters but one, and they'll say, you know, Guelph, and it's not even really a
word.
There's
been a slew of those lately. Where did you see the guy that had all the letters were filled in, and all he had to do was read it,
and
he couldn't read it?
Yep, and he failed. and it's like at this point he just like kind of stares at the camera and he's like, oh well.
But he did it twice.
Yes.
Yes.
That guy was great.
That guy is awesome.
Every other show did clips of that, or else I would have put him on here, but it was pretty solid.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was pretty funny. That was weeks ago.
That's my Burger King story with Pat Sajak. And
well, Don, that is
Tom Bertram.
That is a very tightly knit story. While you were at Burger King talking about Pat Sajak or something, I had possibly the best day of my life today. Literally, I've had... So, Tony, I talked to you earlier this week. Was that Tuesday night?
Can I stop for 1 second? Yeah. Do you feel like we're doing this show for Tony?
Well, he doesn't talk anymore.
Yeah, like, do you feel like...
He moved to Asheville. He's actually turned his microphone off, and he's laying
down. Turning the fez.
See, do you feel like...
Tony is off fez.
I feel like he just sits there to listen to the show. Like, I'm watching him listening to the show.
Well, to be fair, there are other weeks where he does... Like, last week, he talked a lot.
Transitions were not his thing, though.
No, he didn't need to. We were just talking, and he talked a lot this week. It's all Don, all Pat Sajak. I talked to you on Tuesday night, Tony, and I'm pretty sure I was super depressed.
You did sound kind of depressed.
I was a little down.
I was trying to go to bed, and you would not stop texting with, like...
But it wasn't super late. It was like 9.
It was like 9:30.
Okay, well, don't act like I was texting you at 2 in the morning.
They're late night text for me, and
they were a little
real sad. I was trying to be like positive and nice, but which is very unusual for me, and did not.
But then you started telling me to get actual like help, and that's when I was like, okay, I need to back it up. So I need to make sure Tony knows I'm not really going to jump off a bridge. I'm just miserable.
Did he send a Facebook thing that he was trying to go viral so that we all find you and save you?
No. He just told me to go get help. So I decided I went too far with it. But really, the root of this is that I am more miserable at my job than I have been in forever. But I don't talk about it on the show because it's not interesting. It's just a bad job. Everyone has bad jobs. So, you know, whatever.
Trust me on
buck up and do it, right? So normally, I just try to write off. And today was one of those days where everything at work was absolutely the worst. I mean, everything was just fighting, and I had people calling me upset and everything else. And so, it, you know, my idea is at 3 o'clock, I turn off and I'm no longer working. I'll worry about it tomorrow. It's a problem again tomorrow at 7 o'clock in the morning when I get to work. But after three, I go home and I'll get to relax. I knew I had dinner. We were going to have this really good pork carnitas that we make on the crock pot. It's very good. And so I was looking forward to that.
Do you want to post that recipe?
I may. It's very good. I have perfected that recipe. And so I got home. And I said, oh, it's trash night. Let me go get all the trash. So I went downstairs.
You should have seen his face when he was talking about the pork. That's the happiest I've seen him.
Well, in weeks. I did not get to eat this pork. I'll get into it. So I went to go get the trash because it's trash night. I have to go around the back and get everything, put it all together.
Hate that townhouse trash. That's
it is
horrible.
The worst because you have to take it to the end of the lot.
Yeah, if you're a middle unit, you got to take it all the way around.
Anyway, so I'm downstairs. I'm getting all the trash together. And all of a sudden, my wife screams from upstairs, come upstairs right now. Right now. You have to come upstairs right now. And so I figured it was like... But it was not like a come upstairs, you have to see this, you know, our son is drawing a circle or something. It was definitely a panicked, you have to come upstairs right now. So I run upstairs, and she's holding my older son, and he's got blood all over his face.
Nice. Nice.
And my infant son is on the floor.
With a knife.
Screaming. Not like a, I mean, just upset because he's laying on the floor. I mean, you don't normally leave a baby just on a wooden floor.
I do.
So... She's like dealing with my older son. So I run over and pick up the younger son because he's screaming in on the floor. And I think that's what I'm supposed to be upstairs to do because I see one person dealing with one child who's upset and the other child is upset and no one's dealing with it. So I went to go deal with that child. So I pick him up and I calm him down. And then I'm like, well, while I'm standing here like a dick, I'll go and take a bag of trash around while I'm holding the infant. And I come inside and I get this look. What were you doing? Well, I went to go take the trash around.
Taking out the trash. Because
it's trash night, and I had Leo. He was upset.
I didn't punch him.
I needed your help here with this child. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm fine, but what am I supposed to do? You're trying to clean him up and see what's wrong with him. And turns out, somehow when I was downstairs, he had managed to fall down my front steps. That's 8 cement steps. And
you have a steep
yeah, and there. He basically hit his face the entire way down. So she's trying to figure out if he broke something, if we need to go to the hospital. It turns out we should take him anyway just to make sure he didn't have a concussion. We took him to the hospital, everything else. But so I can't figure out why I'm supposed to know not to pick up a screaming baby.
Why don't you know that?
Did that happen earlier today?
That happened right before I came here.
And your wife was like, so...
Well, no. She took him to the hospital, and he's fine. So then we got him home, and we got him into bed and asleep. And then I said, okay, now it's time for me to go record a podcast. Yeah, but you still don't know about concussions. I mean, you have to get someone to really check him out if you don't do that for a living.
Why don't you know it's because you're a man?
Well, I know that it's my fault, because everything's ultimately my fault. But that's what I... So... My point was, so she's then saying to me, you know what we need? Now, again, he was on our front steps, and he fell down the steps because no one was out there with him, and he was fooling around.
Why was he outside by himself?
He can open the glass door. The glass door was open, but the main door was... the glass door was closed. The main door was open.
You know who's going to be stopping by your house tomorrow?
Probably CPS.
Social services.
So she's like, why don't we get some kind of metal grating we can put up? And so I said, why don't we just... close the door, because that is a door he can't open. But she took that as me saying, why didn't you close the door when he was there and he fell on the stairs? So that caused an argument where she swears that's what I meant, and I meant, instead of buying a weird iron grate, why don't we just close the door all the time? That would stop this from happening in the future. I'm not blaming her, because accidents happen. I dropped him off the number of things when he was younger, and he's fine. But I never, you know.
Are you
I didn't
spending
blame.
The night tonight?
No. Nope.
I think Jeremy would be spending the night.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
I don't think so. I think this week I'm fine, because this won't go up until till later this week. Next week I may be living here. No, my point was I didn't think this was anyone's fault. Kids are dumb, they do dumb things. But why is it that I would be getting blamed for saying this is someone else's fault?
Because you're the only other adult there, and the adult that was there doesn't want to take blame and blames you because you're the man. It's always your fault.
I just thought it was...
You can sleep here anytime you want.
I may have to do that, Don.
That couch right there is a pull-out.
Hashtag yes, all women.
That's right. Dead on. That's how I'd like to transfer that over. We should talk about something more uplifting.
Hey, hold on. But what happened to hashtag do it for Donnie, by the way? I kept looking at it, and I found like people like with apparently like a little kid had cancer. Like, and I was like, wow, that's a horrible.
I do it for kids with cancer too, Don. I do it for anyone that believes they may need me to do it for.
By the way, everything's fine. By the way.
Well, I assumed it was because you didn't talk about how your penis fell off. So I figured everything was good to go.
Everything's fine.
Good to go. So let's go ahead and talk about something more uplifting and bring it back to Radio for Winners and the news. Yes, it's back this week. We have a bunch of news topics. It's been a busy week. A lot of things to talk about. Not just my shitty job, but a lot of things that are interesting, cut down to little bits here for you.
That was horrible.
All right.
I'm sorry I got sidetracked because I watch you hold your hands up in the air.
That's my way of communicating.
First uplifting story. Maya Angelou, dead at the age of 86.
Did she die?
She's dead. It was all over the internet today, Don.
I thought it was just... no, I didn't know that.
You thought it was a joke? I thought it was a viral joke.
I thought it was a Rickroll.
Yeah, you're gonna clip all the clips of her reading poetry was just Rickrolling.
No, I thought it was... Oh, I saw some stuff about...
It was every front page story today.
I saw some stuff about...
I mean Wednesday, because clearly this is Friday.
Oprah reminiscing about, you know, oh, this is my favorite Maya Angelou thing. I was like, oh, look, they're celebrating Maya Angelou. It must be her birthday.
Nope. She died at the age of 86.
It's her death day.
It's very unfortunate.
Sorry, Maya Angelou.
I was going to ask what your guys' favorite poems were, but I'm willing to bet there's no answer coming.
Hickory Dickory Dock.
Nope. That's all I can think about, though, is the In Living Color sketch. Crispity, crunchity, peanut buttery. Which is unfortunate. But I did think it was time to then revisit a previous concept that I loved. So it's time for a brand new game, and I apologize for the music. All I have is Cherokee Don's theme. It's time for Maya Angelou or Radio for Winners. You have to tell by the quote if this was something that Maya Angelou said or a quote from an episode of Radio for Winners. And I bet it's going to be really hard. No one's going to know these. That's how hard this is going to be. We're very, very similar, Maya Angelou and us. So I have the answer, so I'm not going to guess at these. So let's start with the first quote. Try to be a rainbow in someone's cloud. Is that Maya Angelou or is that Radio for Winners?
Tony, you go first.
That's definitely Maya.
I'm going to go Radio for Winners.
And that one's Maya Angelou.
Okay, Maya Angelou. I thought it was something that Tony said.
It was something. Yeah, we thought that was during the Do the Fucking Work episode. Try Rainbow.
I thought it was
cloud.
Part of the moving you out of your house with the Skittles.
No. This was Maya Angelou. Let's try quote number two. I think that this one will be a little easier. My mission in life is merely not to survive, but to thrive, and to do so with some passion, some compassion, some humor, and some style. Is that Maya Angelou or Radio for Winners?
That's Maya Angelou.
That's definitely Radio for Winners.
Oh, sorry. This time the point goes to Don. Maya Angelou.
Oh, man. Hey.
Maya Angelou.
I could have sworn I said that before one of my obstacle races. One of the recaps.
Well, okay. Well, maybe you guys will do better at quote number three. Why don't you take a lunchtime break, go get some froyo, see all the young people there, and start feeling sad because your life's almost over at 35 years. Was that Maya Angelou or Radio for Winners?
I think that was from a Summertime Sadness episode. While the song played and we talked about life being over.
That actually was both. She said the same thing, which was really weird that we did say it during the Summertime Sadness episode. Yeah, no, that is Radio for Winners.
That is one of my favorite episodes ever. Summertime Sadness.
All right, I have a few more of these. So you guys are doing really well. You are the sum total of everything you've ever seen, heard, eaten, smelled, been told, forgot. It's all there. Everything influences each of us. And because of that, I try to make sure my experiences are positive. Is that Radio for Winners or Maya Angelou?
That's Maya Angelou. Tony?
Radio for Winners.
Again, Don's got it. So far, this is 3-2. 3-2, I believe. I'm not even sure that's the right score. That is also Maya Angelou.
It's 12-9.
All right.
I was sworn that was from the pinata breaking episode that we did.
Very, very close. Very close. Here's another one. Cherry blossoms. They bloom for like a day or two, and then they're just ugly trees.
That's As much as I think that that was a quote from an Oprah Winfrey show, I'm going to go directly with Radio for Winners on that one. Tony?
I have to say that actually was Radio for Winners.
It was. It was Don last week. It was Don last week. I thought that was very poetic. And the last one. It was a shotgun blast of awful, and then immediately I ran upstairs. You know, I'm going to just tell you guys, that was Maya Angelou. True story.
True story. Great game. I love
games. That's a good
games.
Game. I'm a big, big fan of games. And, you know, games. Since she passed away, she's not going to get to hear this next bit of wonderful news that I think she'd been happy to hear. LeVar Burton, host of television's Reading Rainbow, is trying to get the show back on the air, not by going to studio networks, because that didn't work in the past. He's going to Kickstarter to get you, the fans, to bring back the show. So yeah, Reading Rainbow is on Kickstarter. They want $1 million, hosted by LeVar Burton.
$1 million?
$1 million to join him on his mission to bring back Reading Rainbow for every child everywhere.
And he actually did it. He actually got $1 million. Like,
he's not there yet. He's only got $208,000 as of right now.
It's in a book.
Sure?
Well, $208,000 as of 5 o'clock when I printed this out.
Take a look.
Let's see. I think he did it.
He did not. I'm sure that he will do it. It's only been up for a day, and he got $200,000.
I'm looking at the trends in Facebook, and it's saying.
Well, you know what? I'm looking at the Kickstarter page, and it's not there yet.
Why are you looking at trends on Facebook?
He's trying to see if Radio for Winners is there.
That's where I get my news.
Either way, he's going to get it. It's only been on for a day. It's got over a month to go. He's going to get it. Did you guys watch Reading Rainbow?
I can't say that I did watch the Reading Rainbow, but I mean, I'm familiar with it. I mean, it didn't help me read at all. But I would donate.
It didn't help Tony.
I would donate money if he wore those glasses from Star Trek.
The Geordi LaForge glasses?
Yes. If he wore those and did Reading Rainbow, I would give him money.
I think that he's got some pretty great deals. I don't know if you guys know a lot about Kickstarter. Tony, you know a lot about Kickstarter.
Yeah, basically you have to. I know that you have to.
Why don't you explain to the folks
funding.
At home what Kickstarter is?
Well, I know that you have to get full funding before you can actually get the money. So if you don't get the full funding in that 30 days,
but you define how much money you're requesting.
That is correct.
Right. Normally, it's specific amounts of money. You can put in whatever you want, but if you hit a certain amount of money, like on a lot of video games, do Kickstarters now. So it'll be like, if you donate $10, you get your names in the credits. If you donate $25, you get a signed copy of the book plus whatever when it comes out. Well, they did the same thing for this, and most of it's fine. You get, you know, a signed book.
Yeah, he's at $1,166,000. He made it.
Then he did that since 5 o'clock today. I'm very impressed.
Yeah. He pulled up $800,000 from... In four.
Well, you know what?
Hours?
You know what must have done it. The $600 or more pledge package gave you a 5 to 10 minute video chat with LeVar Burton.
God,
we could have spent $600 and had the best interview you've ever seen.
Oh, why didn't we do that?
We still can. We have 35 days. So if you want to donate to our PayPal account, it's radioforwinners@gmail.com.
So
we'll
now,
get LeVar
so now,
Burton
wait a minute.
On the show.
We're starting our own Kickstarter to raise money so that we can
so
get
we can,
a LeVar Burton interview.
And we only want $600.
Boom.
This should happen. We have a month to do it. It should be pretty good. Uh-oh. Don, uh-oh. If we can pledge $10,000, you get Geordi's visor.
$10,000? If we could only...
That's not even a joke. That's honestly on the sheet.
If we could only record a winning video for America's funniest whole video.
Look at that. See? Your stupid story ties in.
Did you see how I'm I tied excited. It from the beginning there? Huh?
Look at that. It's a professional.
For $3,000, you get a private dinner with LeVar.
How awesome would that be? Which is worse, a private dinner with LeVar Burton or that Orioles contest where you get to meet
Buck Showalter?
Buck Showalter. Which is more awkward?
Dinner with Buck or dinner with LeVar?
I think I'd rather go with dinner with LeVar Burton.
I think I would too, because it would be very awkward with Buck.
Unless, what if I could have dinner with Buck and only talk about Reading Rainbow?
That would be worthwhile. Hey, Buck, did you ever watch Reading Rainbow?
Huh? And Buck would say, no, I didn't, but maybe you can find it at your local library.
We'll kick your ass, boy.
Does this show really need to come back, Will?
What the hell was that?
Did you ever watch Reading Rainbow?
Yeah.
If you did, that would have made sense to you.
Oh, wow.
That's the show. That's the sound they use during all of their amazing book reviews. Yep.
Wow.
And that did not work as seamlessly as I thought. Because I thought I was going to go right back to another screen, but my phone went crazy.
We have a sound effect. What were you saying, Tony?
I mean, does this show really need to come back?
Our show or his show?
No, well, both.
Well, see, that's what I thought he was talking about.
Our show does not need to come back. See, this could be the last episode. No one would notice.
That's what I thought he was talking about. He goes, oh, does this show really need to come back?
Well, I think so, because if not, people would miss out on such wonderful news as... This today, the world's heaviest man, Manuel Uribe, passed away at the age of 48. At his fattest, he was over 1,000 pounds, which is roughly 100 pounds more than I am right now. He was 1,230 pounds in 2006. Fattest man.
I read the story.
World's fattest man. Well, that's great, Don. I didn't. Hey, Don, read the story. Yes. Show's over. Bump, 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 bump.
But he got married.
Yes, and they televised his wedding because he had to get trucked out of his house.
Yeah.
I think I watched that because he finger banged the chick on the wedding.
He did.
Line, right?
That was instead of kissing, it was you can now finger bang the bride.
What?
Which we tried to do at my wedding. My wife was not down for it.
They showed that on TV.
Not down
for
it at
all. Blasting.
It was absolutely terrible. Terrifying.
I'm not trying to make a joke about this, but you know, that poor guy.
Then why are we doing this show?
I don't know. That poor.
I don't want to make a joke about this, but a really fat guy died.
Has there been any topic we haven't tried to make a joke about?
No. What's the? Let's talk about serious news. Let's forget all the jokes. Next week, it's going to be all serious radio for winners.
How does that guy get a check?
Well, I mean, he's famous.
But
as the world's fattest guy. Some chicks are into that.
He has really thick fingers.
They're very meaty and veiny.
Wow, let's wrap it up now.
Wow, is that really the wrap it up sign?
Yeah, I mean,
that could be it. All right, well, you know what? I think that's a good call. And I'll see you guys next week for another brand new episode of Radio for Winners, where we have other amazing topics. See you next week, guys.
See you guys.
Take a look. It's in a book. A reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow. A reading rainbow. A reading rainbow.
Rainbow. A reading rainbow. Rainbow. 3, 2, 1, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.